Good afternoon. Today is Friday, Halloween. 300th day of the year. Joining us this afternoon is Virginia Bass, elected official.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not going to do a normal one.
I'm not a normal.
Not that normal is anything that we ever talk about. Yeah. Today,
you're insulting me right off the bat.
No, I'm trying to segregate you over into a different population. We're going to do a show that talks not about the stuff that's going on at the county, but what does it take to do a campaign? You know, we have an awful lot of irons in the fire right now, a lot of decisions that'll be made on Tuesday. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the things that go on behind the scenes that a lot of us aren't privy to and what it takes to be a candidate. We'll do that when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 313. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Kaitlyn Whitehorn. Sometime around 1962, said, quote, "I'm for all people having a heart in the right place, but the right place for a heart isn't inside the head." Isn't that cool?
Yeah, interesting. I haven't heard that before.
And with the political season upon us, that's cool, too. What is the biggest, really, that people have about running for an office?
What is the biggest, what?
Really.
Really.
You kidding? You have to do that?
What is the biggest surprise? You wouldn't expect?
Yeah. What's that, are you kidding me, moment that a lot of people have about running for office?
It's probably the fact that you have no personal life for the months that you're in the process. You realize that every minute of the day is scripted of where you have to be. If it's not, you're knocking on people's doors. If it's not, you're fundraising. And the concept of even cooking a simple dinner at home is non-existent. If you have kids and it's Halloween tonight, you're probably, I guess you could go door to door with the kids.
You know, trick or treat, here's my button. Can we have candy, please?
You know, maybe we've just hit on something new. But, you know, I think it's like you put your life on hold. Oh, and then when you have a job to do at the same time, trying to fit your regular duties in, you find that sleep is a luxury and what do they say?
More of a
sleeping
collapse
is
than
when
sleep.
You're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's I think it's just the fact that you're on the go 24/7 and life as you know it is altered for a period of time.
So how do you maintain balance so you're not either going crazy one way, not doing whatever the job is? Now, if you're an elected running for re-election, okay, maybe there's a little latitude, but then you get into some ethical issues about, you know, whose dime are you working on now as you're campaigning. If you're employed in another position, my sense is you almost have to take vacation days and not go to work because can you do it after work hours?
You know, I think it all depends on the job. When I was at the restaurant, you know, because this has been my fifth election, so it's kind of interesting looking. They've all been different. When I was at the restaurant, you know, the work I did during the day, you know, the book work, waitressing at night, I had a lot more latitude. I filled in, and working for myself, in essence, made it easier.
Yeah, if you're independently,
yeah.
If you're self-employed, it's different.
And, you know, some of the folks who are running now, you've got some that are kind of self-employed. I mean, they still have work to do, and they can work around their hours. Some people who've been running for office, you know, now and in the past, already work for government, in those cases, they do have to take time off. If I recall, I think Maggie Fleming, when she was running for DA, actually, you know, took vacation time so she could do it. And then most recently for, you know, the election I was just in, it was fitted in wherever it worked. You know, we don't have regular office hours. We're pretty much 7 days a week. It depends, you know, what the workload is, and you just find a way to fit it in. But keeping balance, I'm probably not the best person to ask about keeping it balanced.
That's why I asked you.
Let's just say I'm a little more balanced.
So now what if we step back and say sanity? How do you maintain sanity during this time, or not become so focused on one element, another element, an issue that it then starts driving the machine instead of the campaign driving the machine?
You know, I'm again might say that some would look at me and were wondering if I had maintained my sanity during the election. I think for me it was still being in touch with, you know, friends and associates that could take your mind off the campaign.
Normal people?
Well, mostly.
Outside the political.
Normal things. The nights I could make dinner, you know, things like that were helpful to me. Just going home to a quiet house for a few hours of nothing to do. Probably staying, you know, active at, like, the gym if you go. And unfortunately, I did not do that. And that's probably, I think that would be really helpful. Just keeping some of your regular, you know, regular tasks. But it's a crazy time.
And if you start a little crazy,
and you know,
you kind of warp further, huh?
It takes a few months, I think, to recover too. You sit there for 3 months afterwards, thinking, "Okay, I don't have to be at every single possible event. I don't have to knock on those doors. I don't have to call people and have them tell me to, well, you know, a variety of different things."
KINS. News and information time. It's 3:19. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass about doing campaigns and being part of it. A lot of times, Virginia, you know, you're the candidate. Okay, you're on the buttons, you're on the ads, and you're out front. Okay. But I think a lot of folks understand that there's like the icebreaker at the point, and then there's the folks behind.
Yeah.
How does one develop those folks behind, particularly if you are one that doesn't want to buy into a machine? So you're not the Dems, you're not the
more
Republicans.
The grassroots.
Well, or it's the first time and you don't want to use people who have done it over and over and over and over, not because they don't know what they're doing, but because everything becomes kind of very predictable.
You know, I think I go back to the first time I ran for city council was probably the best example of how you do that from where you start out. And we just had anyone who was our, you know, friends or people, customers at the restaurant, anyone who had been supportive in other things, we pretty much started inviting them all to those original gatherings. And from, you know, the original group of 40 people, you end up getting probably 10 or fewer that actually are able to engage more in the process. And some of those will take on fundraising. Some of them will, you know, go knocking door to door, which is probably the hardest for people to do. Some will be great at phone banking. And, you know, so that was probably my best experience, being the first time in an election, just having all my friends being supportive. And then once, you know, when you move on to future elections, there are other people that ask to come on board. You know, sometimes you run into people that you wouldn't expect were supportive of you in the past. And, you know, so then you kind of add to your team. And then over time, people fall off from the team, generally because maybe they've moved, maybe they're helping another candidate, or perhaps they're actually running for office. Ossifer, there we go.
Yeah, yeah.
Office themselves, which has happened probably in a couple of mine, which is good because it means that they've seen the process.
They've tootled.
And it didn't scare them off.
Yeah.
And but you know, so you're constantly, you know, in my case, that's what we did. I know other campaigns probably have relied really heavily on courting certain, you know, clubs or groups to be involved. And it all depends. You know, volunteers are precious. They are overworked, underappreciated, and you can't do a campaign without them.
You mentioned door-to-door, phone banking, fundraising. Are those the supporting areas? How many different areas of delineation, I guess, would be is the word that pops to my mind, do you need to have a campaign? I didn't see down there personal secretary. Somebody to keep you on task, keep you going from point A to point B.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you calendar or schedule and coordinate and all the other things also?
We did, you know, in my campaign did that internally. I pretty much kept the calendar. But what's really important are the people who actually keep you motivated to go and do these things you have to do. Because quite frankly, when door-to-door, another example again of door-to-door being so hard, if you run into a few days where you've had bad days going door to door, you don't want to leave your house. You know, having that person actually come and get you.
So what is a bad day?
There's a variety of bad days.
They're bad moments. I think appreciate
there's,
that.
There's bad moments, and there's, you know, there, you know, in general, when you're walking, you're in certain areas, and there's just some where you end the day going, man, that was a great day of walking. And there's others you're going, oh my gosh, I don't want to leave my house. You know, maybe someone. Most people are very respectful when they answer the door, but you'll have some, you know, I've been thrown off porches for all sorts of different reasons. We've had dogs sicked on us. Probably the worst thing that happens is when you're knocking and you know someone's home, but they don't answer. And it's not just because you hear them, but you see them look out their window and then they close the blinds on you and don't answer the door. I mean, those are just kind of things you just feel, it's like, oh, it's you don't know from door to door whether someone's going to be happy to see you.
Do they recognize you?
Most of the time, now, you know, in the beginning they obviously wouldn't have, and so it's like I said, most people are happy to talk to you, but there are those times where it takes somebody to keep you motivated and keep you going out.
Go to the next one.
Yeah.
Go to
the next one. And the next event. Because you get home and you go, can I just put on my sweats and not leave the house?
That's what I was wondering. You know, the door-to-door, I think it would be challenging for certain folks. The public events would be challenging. But then there are those who love the door-to-door and love the public events. And do you identify the areas early on that you like? And those areas that you're a little challenged on and try to work on that skill set before you go out on the road?
You know, I think you can. One of the areas that comes to mind that you're talking about is like
timing. Debates.
Timing. Are we
yes.
done? No.
No, we're at the end of the break. Hang on. KINS, News and Information. Time is 3:30. That one's on me. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
I think what I'll go into is...
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. This afternoon, we're talking about campaign concepts. Virginia, you said in the last segment, door-to-door is tough. can be tough. It can be either
it can be fun but challenging.
Nice feedback, or it can be,
you never know.
What did I do? And, you know, questioning your genetic capabilities and other things along those lines. What areas, when you're mapping out everything, what are the things that you have to consider? You mentioned during the break public speaking.
Right.
Okay, well, that's not, I mean, that's an event, that's something that's there. Okay. Do you have a punch list?
Yeah, you do. You know, I think the first thing people do is you look at all the potential issues that might come up and that people might have questions about. You can come up with 40 different things, and obviously you can't be an expert on all of them.
And then you run into somebody like me
that
asks about
that
right
other
field.
Thing, yeah. So, you know, part of it is the prep and getting all the information that you have in one place. And then it's being able to communicate that when you're asked, if you're asked. And public speaking is hard on a lot of people. I'm not a big fan of public speaking, which is odd because that takes up much of what I do in my life. I still get, you know, very nervous. It's not, you know, most people aren't, you know, thrilled to be in front of an audience with everyone watching everything they say. So it takes some getting used to. And then another thing is when there's the forums that are held, you know, League of Women Voters, and, you know, several different groups have forums these days. Rotary.
Doesn't everybody?
There were a few less this time, actually.
Really? Because that's one of the things that I was, when we were talking about balance and time management and things of that nature earlier, that's one of the things that I look at and go, are you kidding?
You gotta be everywhere.
Why would anybody want to show up to a group of 20 people? When you look at it as far as time investment and how that time could be used to connect with multiple people or allow you to be able to contact more, But on the flip side, you got to be there.
And if your opponent's there and you're not, then 20 people think that you don't care about them.
Right.
So it is tough. But when you come up to, say, the League of Women Voters Forum, you know, the additional interesting perspective is you're on camera. And most people don't go to the key stations on a, you know, regular basis and know certain ways you need to look at the camera, that the room is going to be 100 degrees plus because of all the lights, and you can't get up and move because you're attached to all the wires. And if you look the wrong place, it looks like you're ignoring the people at home. And it's
facial expressions micro stuff.
What do you do with your hands? And so, you know, we've had several different times in the past prior to these where we'd sit down and set up a mock forum to actually look at later and
role play it.
It feels really weird, but that's an important part. But that's something that most people probably don't think about until the night before or
the day after.
Yes, when you're looking at it going, I didn't smile, I didn't look at the camera, can we do this again?
Some of that stuff has got to be intriguing. I think a lot of folks, if they have a healthy ego, have gone, and just kind of done that quick and then gone, or take it to the next step. And just, as you said, you've run a number of times. How long before you made that first footprint in the pool did you think about it before you said, okay, let's take a shot at this thing?
Actually, in my case, not really. And I think I've told the story to other people, but at the time, there was opening on the city council, but it wasn't in my ward. So I was, you know, being brave, saying, well, you know, if it was in my ward, you know, if I lived there, I'd do it.
I see.
And I had
all bravado, no risk.
Yeah,
okay.
I had nothing to worry about because, you know, Jim Gupton used to come in and visit at the restaurant, and I knew he was running. And so, yeah, I thought about, God, that'd be kind of interesting, but I have nothing to worry about. And I got a call. It was like right after a Kiwanis meeting. I was getting in my car, and this person didn't even say who they were. And all they said was, you said you'd run for office if there was an opening.
If Jim wasn't, yeah.
And I didn't realize at the time that Jim didn't file his papers. And so they said, are you going to run? So I said, yes. And the problem with that was I hadn't told my mother, who was my boss. I hadn't told my husband. And it was one of those...
That communication thing, yeah.
If I had really spent a week thinking about it, would I have would I have done that? So that was my
probably
first
would have made
step.
The first couple of days a little smoother for you, though.
Yeah. So it was. You know, I'm thankful that I decided to, you know, jump in with both feet. But
you had toyed with
other
it.
People.
You had toyed with it. Even if it was safe, you toyed with it.
And I had
seen,
you know, when my father was elected, I thought it was the craziest thing that anybody would do. I didn't understand why anybody would go into politics. And
what was your mom's reaction other than the workplace stuff? I mean, having been married. And knowing now that her girl was going to get into that.
You know, I don't remember. I don't recall it being too bad. Everyone was supportive, but
how about when you ran for the same seat?
You know, that was an interesting.
That must have been kind of. I mean, for you, the dad thing, and then also for your mom.
Yeah, you know, she was just always really supportive. But it is, you know, I look back at it now, and to me, it's a special piece of history that I had. That, you know, he did not like politics. He didn't outrun a second term. It wasn't the place he enjoyed in life, but it's just I enjoy it and I'm proud to have followed him. But yeah, I thought he was crazy at the time when he ran.
So how do you keep balance then also? Because I think one of the
we're back to that balance.
Well, I'm thinking you'd said your dad and he certainly realized that he didn't.
Yeah,
this
wasn't
was not
a fit for him.
This was not what he thought it was. Okay.
Right.
So on the flip side, you've got, you know, people, you've seen people, we all know people who get into a position of power, and I don't think anybody around here is really a celebrity. Yeah, there's probably a couple, but not too many of them.
Right.
No, I was thinking the Orange Boys.
Oh,
I was thinking Rob. I mean, there's a couple of them, but Malaluga. But there's not too many that really are, and I know I've forgotten some, so don't bear me on this.
Yeah, you're going to make some people mad.
But when you think of celebrity, local celebrity, I always giggle. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is Humboldt County. This is not a big enough pool to worry about celebrity. But yet, you're on the show here. You get stopped in the grocery store. You get phone calls. People want you to endorse this and be at this.
Jump in a pool like I did last night?
Yeah, at some point, if you are mentally weak, you start buying into this stuff. You go, yeah. Hey, I am somebody. Hey, this is big deal. Boy, I'm... And you start fluffing up.
I'm glad you recognize that.
Yeah, but you see that there are some. Yeah. And there aren't some. How do you keep that balance on the campaign trail when everybody wants you there and they slap you on the back and say, great job, go, go, go. And you kind of think you walk on water.
You know, I think what really helps is having friends who totally keep you in perspective. You know, if I ever start developing any of those traits, I know I've got people who will, you know, give me a very frank and honest opinion. So that's good. Going to Safeway, you know, I go, you've seen me in the grocery store. I went out yesterday. I had a ponytail on top of my hair. I was wearing jeans. And people are looking like they know me, but they can't figure it out. And then when they finally do, it's like, why are you shopping? It's like, well, I have to make food. I cook. I clean my house. We are regular
The
people.
Servants are on strike this week. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So I just think we have a community of people that, I am sure there are folks whose egos do get a little blown out of proportion, but I think we have enough people here, you know, in my circle of friends that will just tell me straight out,
knock it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. KINS News and Information Time.
You're welcome.
It's 3:42. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:48. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass about campaigning as a concept. Virginia, one of the things that I've seen, and, you know, we talk it's certainly in the marketing arena about this. If you care too much, you're now taking on their problem.
But you mean like when individuals bring issues to your
attention? On the campaign trail, yeah. Blah, 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 and it might be a big, huge emotional for me.
Right.
But if you get sucked into that swamp, you know, that becomes job number one. And can you deal with it dispassionately? Probably not. So how do you keep that, thank you very much, and I'll see what I can do, representation, rather than saying, oh, you poor dear, and wrapping yourself and enveloping in that situation?
You know, I think most of the real issues that people have brought up in the past in door-to-door are some of the very same issues that, you know, we talk about on here, whether it's homeless, economic,
predictable things.
Every once in a while, you'll end up hearing about an issue, but for the most part, it's easy enough to follow through, get it to the right place where it needs to be. But you do run into a variety. You know, you see things out there that you know is a problem. Houses there are hoarders at that you know that if a fire happened, you know, that person couldn't be helped. It's not my, you know, but it's not my job. You know, you can't do anything. And that's almost what I find harder is what you can actually deal with, because your hands are tied. Children running out in the street with no clothes in some neighborhood that you know should be watched. So it's actually...
The human stories would be the toughies.
That they are, yeah. And especially the ones that they don't think there's a problem and you recognize, you know, there you could help, but it's not your place.
Or from your perspective, there's some stuff that can happen.
Yeah.
Even if not from them, yeah. Interesting stuff. So you're looking forward for the next campaign?
Yeah. I'm still recovering from the last, and I'm just so happy that I am not...
Well, the six-month thing or the year-and-a-half thing would be fatiguing.
Been there. It is exhausting.
Yeah.
So
not just the 6 weeks.
It could
You're advertising and there you are, yeah. the face, yeah.
But you know, it could happen. So we will keep being prepared.
Yeah, keep your feet on the ground.
Don't be surprised. Do door to door. I'll be at your door. Yeah. Just in mid campaign.
Good. Well, I thought maybe tonight for candy. Thanks for coming by. Yeah, yeah. Hi, I'm your supervisor. Please trick or treat. Join us Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug somebody you love. See you tomorrow morning.